Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
And she brings it up all the way by herself now. Pass down low. Nice play.
Yes.
Not a lob pass, but a high pass, and Agbo caught it in midair and put it in off the glass without bringing the ball down.
That's a pretty tough pass from the top of the key down to the post player, so great job by Jordan Oliver.
Jordan Oliver to Trinity Oliver, 43 seconds and counting. Trinity gives it to Jordan Oliver, tries a three, and hits it from
beautiful,
the right wing.
Beautiful shot.
So Jordan Oliver gets the three, and that is her second one of the year.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
To Davion Mitchell. There's the movement. I mean, they're finally looking to create energy in the half court.
Butler drives, spins, he missed the shot, but Mark Fino is there for a big-time follow-up flush.
Exactly what Coach Drew did. He got him into a figure eight and just created movement out front and energy.
Zone Jets cut off, back to Butler, a three. Yes, sir! Jared Butler, first made three tonight by the Bears. Timeout Iowa State, Baylor up by four.
On the assist by Davion Mitchell, that's number four in the game.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi and welcome, John Morris Show on a Friday, a rainy Friday here in Central Texas. Be careful if you're out on the roads, a little cool, certainly not close to freezing, but definitely wet streets and roads. Be careful as you're out. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on this Friday. Highlight cuts in the open courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Women's basketball, Bruce Geetz and Maggie Davis-Stinnett with the calls. The Lady Bears home tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center, hosting West Virginia. A win would be their 45th straight in Big 12 play, and that would be a new school and conference record. So that's what they're playing for tomorrow. Baylor and West Virginia, the two ranked teams in the Big 12. On the women's side, Baylor at number two in the AP poll, number one in the coaches poll this week. Then a men's highlight from Wednesday night, the win over Iowa State. Men on the road will be in Stillwater. Baylor and Oklahoma State tomorrow morning. Early start on the air at 10:30 a.m. for the pregame show, 11 a.m. tip-off. For the Bears and the Cowboys tomorrow, Baylor is 4-0 in Big 12 play, and Oklahoma State right now is 0-4, so that's the matchups tomorrow for the Baylor men and the Baylor women. Glad you're with us on this Friday morning. Oh, yeah, Baylor has a new head football coach. How about that? The announcement came yesterday. Garrett, you guys yesterday afternoon were hopping yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah, things got a little hectic in the 3 o'clock hour, and it was really fun, and it's glad to see that the search is over. I know a lot of Baylor fans are probably relieved, we'll see how it shapes out. Aranda is a phenomenal coach. I've enjoyed having him at LSU.
Yes, it was
fun.
Now, remind everybody, you come from a LSU fandom background, so you're a big LSU fan.
I'm a big LSU fan, so this one kind of touched home. Since the departure of Matt Rhule and Baylor, that has gone hand in hand with the departure of the LSU coaching staff.
Yes, it has.
Brady goes to Carolina, and then now Aranda's coming to Baylor to take the head coaching job and bringing some coaches with him, it looks like. But we'll see. I think he's a good fit. It'll be fun to watch him. I'm glad he's got a head coaching job. It's well-deserved, and I think the Baylor community and Baylor Nation will be excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, I am obviously just learning about him. He is in town. He arrived here last night. Hopefully we will get with him at some point today, so looking forward to that. But can you imagine his plate is really full as he hits the ground here in Waco?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's in a situation he's never been in before, and there's so many moving parts, not only recruiting starting, but he's got to establish a coaching staff and just get adapt to town. I mean, there's a lot of family aspects that go into making this move as well that he's going to have to look at. And I think it'll play out, and just give him some time, and we'll see how it unfolds.
Yep. Got to get a staff together as quick as possible. And like you said, we've got recruits on campus this weekend, so you've got all that going, and then just getting acclimated to a new place. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure he has hit the ground running already, and glad to have Dave Aranda here in town. We almost had, you would have enjoyed this, Garrett, we almost connected with Ross Dellinger to have him on with us.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Yeah, who is very familiar with the LSU program, former beat writer there in Baton Rouge, and now writes for Sports Illustrated. He's kind of making a living just covering Joe Burrow in LSU.
Yeah. He's
for
been busy
Sports
with
Illustrated.
That.
He has. And he wrote a very good article about Dave Aranda that, that is very applicable now with his hiring here at Baylor. He sat down with him at the, CFP semifinal game in Atlanta, when LSU beat Oklahoma. And apparently got a lot of time with him there, and talks about his heritage, his background. He's Hispanic American, and it really is a good article if you want to look that up. So Ross was willing to do something with us, but he just couldn't at this hour this morning. So would have been fun to visit with him. But check that out on SI and SI.com. Look for Ross Dellinger and his profile, pretty much a profile on Dave Aranda, now the new head coach here at Baylor.
I was looking at it a little bit before we got on air, and I thought one of the unique things was initial paragraph when it was talking about the heritage and around the holidays and having the tamales. And
tamales,
That's something like my wife's side of the family and stuff. We always do that. We love eating tamales and everything, and he'll have plenty of opportunities here in Waco.
Yes, he will.
Plenty of tamales.
Yes, he will. That's great. So, great to have him on board. We got some audio we'll play here in a little bit. Again, I think everybody's kind of scrambling right now, you know, to learn more about Dave Aranda and hear from people who do know him at LSU. He was at Wisconsin before that, defensive coordinator both places. But we found some audio that we'll share with you. It was from him speaking at a coaching clinic back in 2012, and I think you'll enjoy hearing it. When I heard it first, I thought it's really good, you know, just to hear his voice and to, you know, kind of get a feel for him speaking in front of another group of coaches. So we'll have that for you coming up in just a bit.
I think that's going to be one of the adjustments that people have to get used to, is the contrast in personalities between what Rule brought and him, because he's very reserved, and Rule, where Rule was outgoing, you know. So that'll be one of the small changes, but, you know, he's a phenomenal coach. That's all you need to know. Baylor's in a situation where they've never been, in my mind. You just got a coach that won a national championship and wanted to come to you.
Yeah, it's a really
good
point.
That says something.
Yeah.
That you're in a very sound place.
Yep. And you know the history there at LSU, very high demand. I mean, he could have had a coaching job several years ago, but stayed at LSU because they made him the highest paid assistant in the country. A&M was knocking on his door a couple of years ago, and that's when they upped his contract to reportedly $2.5 million a year for 4 years, all guaranteed. Didn't depend on the head coach's contract. So that was how much LSU valued him as their defensive coordinator.
I think one of the fun things is to see what he, if you go back and look what he was able to do against the offenses, like really this year, because there was a shift in the SEC to more throwing the ball and everything. And his defense paired with a spread type offense was phenomenal. It might have been one of the best jobs ever. So you know that you're going to get a great defensive mind, but you're also going to get somebody who just is a high football IQ across the board.
He does have some background in Texas. He was on the staff at Texas Tech, or I guess a GA at Texas Tech, for a year or two. Then he was on the staff at the University of Houston when Art Briles was there as the head coach for a couple of years. So he has been in Texas on a couple of different stops, and now back headed to Waco, or here in Waco, as the head coach at Baylor. His first head coaching job, background is in California, grew up in California there, played at Cal Lutheran. Probably heard the story, played there, and was a roommate of Tom Herman at Cal Lutheran. So that perks up everybody's ears when you hear a connection with Tom Herman. But really good pedigree, great background. We mentioned Wisconsin as the DC with Gary Anderson prior to taking over the DC job at LSU. And actually, I guess he replaced Kevin Steele, didn't he, at LSU?
Yeah, he did. I thought it was, we were talking about this yesterday. I thought it was Chavis, but yeah, it was Steele.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So another slight Baylor connection there with Kevin Steele, having been a Baylor head coach at one point. So that's, again, and we're still just all kind of getting to know him, know his background, you know, hearing from people who do know him, have worked with him.
One thing I would like to, and I'm sure if it's not out there now, it's going to come, is the Les Miles hired him at LSU. Oh,
okay.
And then now Les Miles is at Kansas.
Oh, very good.
So
yeah,
now
yeah.
you have both of them in the Big 12, and I'd like to see what Les Miles has to say about Aranda being able to get this opportunity to coach, and then knowing that he's going to get to see him and face him
yeah.
you know, on a yearly basis.
That's pretty good, yeah. And then Heath Nielsen makes the point Utah State is involved in this equation
yes.
also, because he coached there at Utah State as an assistant. Matt Wells, who is the head coach at Texas Tech, came to Tech from Utah State. And then there's somebody else. Gary Patterson spent some time yeah. at Utah State also. So Heath was saying that, 30% of the coaches in the Big 12 have a connection and a background with Utah State.
I think it's unique to see when a new hire comes in, no matter what position, and then you start seeing the branches come off and how everything intertwines and connects. I think that's really unique.
Yeah, and it's fun to see. It really is. And again, as we try to just learn more about him and know his background and know the influences mm-hmm. on him coaching-wise, things like that. Is really fun. So the search is over. Dave Aranda is the new head football coach at Baylor. It looks like, and I don't know if this has been announced for sure, but it looks like the press conference won't happen until Monday because
right.
they've got such a big weekend ahead with recruits in town. And again, the things we mentioned, just getting settled and getting a staff together. And then, you know, first and foremost, the recruits that are here in Waco this weekend. So I think they will push Baylor will push the press conference to Monday. So when that is official and final, certainly you'll hear it here. But that's the plan, the last I heard.
Yeah, there's no need to rush it. Everybody knows who's the coach and everything. Let everybody get in, establish, take the weekend to kind of just regroup, and then I think Monday would time out perfectly.
Yeah, that would be good. Makes a lot of sense. So we'll talk about that, let you hear from a little bit from Dave Aranda coming up in just a bit. Again, this will go back to a coaching clinic in 2012 is when it was. But, it gives you good sense of him in front of a crowd, and the two clips that we have, I think you'll enjoy. It's sort of his philosophy of coaching, and then one where he uses an analogy of coaching and teamwork and backing up your teammates, mm-hmm. and I thought it was really good. So I think you'll enjoy hearing that. So let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. In fact, we'll run those for you when we come back. It's a Friday morning. It's rainy in Central Texas. Be careful out there. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. More on Baylor's new head football coach, Dave Aranda, when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears all season long on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears back in action in the Farrell Center Saturday evening hosting West Virginia. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 7 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
This season, join Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett for all the play-by-play of Lady Bear basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletic, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
The 2020 Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival event starting February 6th is sponsored by its founding partners, TFNB, your bank for life, Gold Star sponsors, Creative Waco, and Z's at the Curry. The award sponsor, the Magnolia Foundation. The community sponsors are Cameron Park Zoological and Botanical Societies, Pruitt Symposium, and the Delta Alpha Omega Chapter of the Alpha Kappa Alpha and True Jamaica Restaurant. Thank you to our sponsors and the community support. To purchase tickets, go to WacoHippodromeTheater.com. For more festival information, call 254-400-8181. That's 254. 400-8181. See you there.
At Community Bank and Trust, the term mobile community refers to all of our banking platforms. Online banking, mobile apps, mobile browser banking, even voice banking. No matter what device you're on, you'll be able to complete any banking function.
We've taken customer account access and convenience to the next level with Community Bank and Trust. Enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
Have you been tagged yet again in an engagement ring photo? Are hints being dropped all around you? Rest assured, D'Amore Fine Jewelers has been rescuing men seeking the perfect ring for over 25 years. Come in with a picture of her dream ring and we'll make it a reality. With our 5-year financing, custom design team, and selection of diamonds, we'll make the whole process fun and enjoyable. D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites, for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites: choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with 4 ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with 2 lobster tails and 2 bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with 4 pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add 2 bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with 2 ribeyes, 2 bacon-wrapped fillets, 2 New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount, get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability, or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 772-1600, UBO Business Services.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Friday morning. Appreciate you being with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. So Thursdays, you know, we have the Rob Sellers Funky
right.
Bump of the Day. And
yeah.
It caught the attention of Paul Bradshaw, who works down the hall from me.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I don't remember how he brought it up, but it was something like, I got some bump music for you. And
okay.
I said, all right. We'll take it. Send me a list. And later in the day, it might have even been last evening, he sent me this long list.
He's been putting it together?
Yes.
He's been putting that together.
So this was not on his list, but we'll get to that, and I'll give full credit and attribution to Paul Bradshaw, and we'll have some of his choice for
awesome.
Bump music. I'm open to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm open to that completely. All right, glad you're with us on this Friday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Talk some hoops later. The Baylor men headed out to Stillwater this afternoon. The Lady Bears home hosting West Virginia tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. Want to mention this. Baylor tennis beginning their spring schedule today. The women hosting Georgia State tonight at 6 p.m. Now, given the weather, it will be indoors at the Hawkins Indoor Facility. But thank the Lord for that great indoor facility, and thanks to the Hawkins also. So indoors tonight for the Baylor women, Joey Scrivano beginning the spring schedule against Georgia State. The men with 2 matches tomorrow, they'll be at the indoor Hawkins Indoor Facility also. 2 o'clock against Boise State, 6 o'clock against UT Arlington tomorrow. We'll hear from Coach Brian Boland later in the hour, the men's tennis coach at Baylor. But right now, as promised, I want to let you hear from the new Baylor football coach, Dave Aranda. And like I said, everybody's, you know, scrambling, trying to talk to people that know him, get more insight into him, and find audio of him. You know, like, did he ever say at one point, my life's dream is to be the head football coach at Baylor, something like that, which I don't think he ever said. But we're glad to have him here, and it's a great move for him coming here, his first head coaching job. Here is some audio from Dave Aranda. This was at a coaching clinic in 2012, and it really gives you a sense of him, I think. This is him talking about his coaching philosophy.
Some of the things, just in terms of philosophy, where we come from with our guys, okay? We want to make it known to them that attitude is everything. We talk about, with our guys, that you have to respect your opponent. I've been around places and I've heard other people speak where you get this do or die attitude when you're up on the, you know, it's a Friday night or it's a Saturday afternoon, and it's all or everything, win or nothing. And we try to get away from that as much as we can. Because I think what you get with that is you get a lot of bloodlust, you get a lot of anger and piss and vinegar and fire. And you tell me what happens when something goes wrong, right? Everything falls apart. There's no foundation. St. Augustine once says, anger is the weed, hate is the tree. Nothing comes good from, I think nothing is beneficial coming from anger, right? Whether it's on the football field or on the streets. Try to get away from that. So what we do is we try to sell to them that the team you're playing or the guy you're playing is you, right? And fundamentally, guys, the marksman aims at himself, okay? In other words, say for example, we're talking about a pitcher throwing baseball, all right? That pitcher is going to work on his mechanics, going to work on the windup, okay? He's going to work on the exit, the release, all the things that he can control, yes? Once that ball leaves his hands, it's in somebody else's hands now. Very much the same can be said as a football team, giving it your very best effort and doing everything that we can practice throughout the week. Then come Friday night, come Saturday night, somebody else's hands now. You give your best effort, but whatever the score comes out to be, the ships fall where they may.
All right, a little insight there, and good to hear him and hear his voice. Dave Aranda from a coaching clinic in 2012, his coaching philosophy. Here's another clip from that same presentation by Dave Aranda to this coaching clinic. And this one is gives some really good insight also and shows you how he sort of ties in coaching. This one ties in coaching and teamwork to the military and military teamwork and having your teammates back. Listen to this. Here's a little more from Dave Aranda.
I try to watch things like, you know, Discovery Channel and History Channel, stuff like that. A couple weeks back on Discovery Channel, doing a documentary on World War II, and they were talking about pilots, American pilots, flying over Germany. They were bombing pilots. They were bombing Germany. This is Nazi Germany during World War II. It turned out that these missions were very, very dangerous. One out of four did not come home. One out of four missions failed. So what this is saying is if you went out three times and brother, you're going out your fourth time, odds are not very good. You're coming back that night. Okay? Everybody knew this, okay, and it was a horrible death because of the anti-aircraft fire up top. You get shot down, and it would take 5 minutes, all right, to hit the earth. Back in these days, they did not have the cockpit and the parachutes where you can fly out. Can you imagine? Right on down. But when one of these missions would fail, there'd be 100, 200 guys with their hands up saying, "I'm next. I want to go." Now, right away, that caught me off guard. I'm going, why? Where is this coming from? They asked these guys. Now, you know, they're 70 and 80, 90 years old now. Why would you do this? And at first they said, well, you know, I'm bleeding red, white, and blue. And I'm doing it for my American flag. Some of them said, you know, like, I freaking do anything I can, anything in my power. Kill those Nazis, kill the Germans. Okay, but what they found was that these were artificial answers, and only on the surface. When they dug deeper, man, what they found was that these guys, no older than the players you're coaching now, for the most part, these guys wouldn't let their buddies down. You hear me? All right. The kid that went up 2 weeks ago and succeeded, and has gone up eight times and has beat all the odds. I'm going up because of him. Because he knew in that fourth time odds weren't good, but he still went. And now they're calling me for the first time. I'm going to say no, hell no. I'm not going to let him down. Or my brother, who I played catch in the backyard since I was a little kid, and who followed me into the army, and now went up the first time and was shot down and killed. I'm going to go up for him. Okay, they did it for each other. All right. That's huge. That's important. So I think we have to realize that as coaches and develop that type of culture. You know what I'm saying? If it's fourth and one, and you're asking your middle linebacker to stuff that fullback because he knows the ISO is coming, you're not going to do it, man, because on your goal board, back in your office, you say allow no fourth down conversions. Right? He's going to do it because he doesn't want to let his buddies down. So as coaches, I think you have to develop that type of atmosphere, right? Create it, right? And bring it up.
All right, so maybe a little more insight into Dave Aranda, named last night the new head football coach here at Baylor. 43 years old, comes to Baylor from LSU, is married, has three kids, two daughters and a son. And again, we're all just trying to get to know him a little better and get to, get some insight into him as a man and a person. I'll tell you this, Mac Rhodes sent an email to the athletic department staff last night before the formal announcement went out. And he said Dave fits Baylor very well in the mission of Baylor Athletics and the mission of Baylor University in preparing champions for life. And he said he's a really good fit for that. So I know that was key in qualities that Mac was looking for as he made this hire.
I know if Mac Rhodes trusts him, then Baylor Nation should trust him.
Yes.
Without a doubt, don't even question it. Yep. I mean, don't question any move that Mac makes when it comes to hiring a coach, because he's got a track record of hiring some phenomenal coaches.
He has a very good track record. You're exactly right in that. All right, that's that. Let's take a break. We'll be back, talk some hoops, and again, let you hear from Brian Boland, Baylor men's tennis coach, as they open their spring schedule coming up this weekend at the Hawkins Indoor Tennis Facility. That and more when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
There's only one Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's Ram from Allen Samuels. Ram, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2019 and 2020. Now, kick off the new year with remarkable savings on new Rams during the Allen Samuels Start Something New sales event. This special 2020 New Year's event is underway right now, and you can save thousands on new Rams. Ram, for your family, farm, or business, at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels. Allen Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business.
Start a Ram. Save thousands at Allen Samuels. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Quad Cab. MSRP $35,535. Now just $24,995. A new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Regular Cab. MSRP $31,285. Now just $23,995. And yes, there's more. Get another $1,000 off when financed by Chrysler at the Start Something New sales event at Allen Samuels.
Ask for details. All offers with approved credit.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look him up on Facebook.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Baylor has named former LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda as their next head football coach. Mike Scarborough from TigerBait.com, who covers LSU, joined ESPN Central Texas on Thursday to talk about what kind of football coach is Dave Aranda.
Oh, he's a genius. He's an excellent football coach. But I've also questioned, is he a head coach or is he a lifetime defensive coordinator? And the reason why I've always thought that he was a defensive coordinator was because he's not a real extrovert. He's not a guy that's really a recruiter. And so those were some of the question marks I had there.
For the complete interview, go to SyntexSportsFan.com under podcast.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Friday morning, brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. We were over there yesterday for the Chamber First Pitch Luncheon, which was a terrific event. Well done by the Waco Chamber, Amanda Haygood, Tiffany Knight, and everyone with the Chamber. Our man Rick Tullis is now the chairman of the board for the Waco Chamber, and Matt Metters, of course, is the president and CEO, and just always great to be with that group and see the group that was there for the luncheon yesterday. Well done by Chris Berry and Mitch Thompson, the softball and baseball coaches, respectively, at MCC. And then Glenn Moore and Coach Rod, Steve Rodriguez, the softball and baseball coaches at Baylor. There were a few mentions over the course of the luncheon of the Astros and their current plight.
Was there really?
Yes, there was.
Was there some
shocking,
some fun things going on?
A little
that?
Bit, just a little bit. Coach Thompson had it planned out pretty well. He's up in the middle of his speech. And he says something, all of a sudden there's a kind of a crash, a noise from the back of the room, and he didn't miss a beat, and he said, oh, must be a curveball coming.
Oh.
It was pretty good. That's
great.
I mean, it was really, really well done by Coach Thompson. And then the Rangers kind of talked around it. You know, they're not going to throw, if you live in a glass house, you probably shouldn't throw stones. But they talked around it a little bit. It was Dave Raymond, who's their TV play-by-play man, and Dave did a terrific job. And David Murphy, Baylor's own, former All-American, David was here. And then a couple of players, Jesse Chavez and Nick Goody, new to the Rangers roster, they were here. So it was really fun. It was, really laid back Q&A with the players. Dave Raymond asked for questions from the audience, and there were some really good ones. And they talked about the new ballpark that'll be open and ready, and retractable roof there for Globe Life Field is the new name of that one in Arlington.
I think I'm definitely going to make more of an attempt to go up there and watch games now that it's, I don't have to sit and bake.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
I cannot stand being hot, and that was one of the things that's always deterred me from going up there so much. But now that it's closed, I'm definitely going to be making some trips.
You're not alone. I told those guys yesterday, I said my wife got to where she wouldn't even go to a game, even a night game, because it was hot, and sure wouldn't go in the day. So I think you'll see a spike in attendance for them just because of that. You can go and be a little more comfortable sitting at the ballpark.
I think we seen the other day that they had rearranged the scheduling, like the tip they're going to push. I can't remember if they're going to push them back or up because they don't have to worry about the sun anymore.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, so that'll help.
I hadn't seen that. So that was yesterday. Well done by the Waco Chamber. The first pitch luncheon, Texas Best Chevy Dealers, the presenting sponsor for this luncheon series. And it was at the Baylor Club. I got to speak briefly with Mike Mosel yesterday, and Mike was busy, as you might imagine, hosting a big event like that. We got to say hi to him on the way in. The Baylor Club has a neat deal coming up On Monday, they've got a pregame buffet heading into the Baylor OU men's Big Monday game in the Farrell Center. It's a buffet from 5 to 8, and then you can ride a shuttle to the Farrell Center from there at McLean Stadium. Then they'll pick you up and bring you back right after the game. So pretty cool deal there. Their entire schedule of events and activities is available on the web at thebaylorclub.com. Thebaylorclub.com. For reservations or any questions you might have, call 254-710-8080. That is the latest from our good friends at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. All right, mention again basketball this weekend. The men are out of town. We're headed to Stillwater, play Oklahoma State tomorrow morning. On the air at 10:30, tip off at 11 for the Bears and the Cowboys tomorrow morning. And then quick turnaround, home Monday night, Big Monday, against OU at 8 o'clock in the Farrell Center on Monday. Elsewhere in the Big 12 tomorrow, 12th-ranked West Virginia plays at K-State, 1 p.m. on ESPNU. 6th-ranked Kansas in Austin to play Texas, 1 p.m. on ESPN. TCU at Oklahoma, 1 o'clock tomorrow, Big 12 Now on ESPN+. And then 3 o'clock tomorrow, Iowa State at 23rd-ranked Texas Tech. That will be televised on ESPNU. Bears sitting atop the league standings. They're at 4-0. West Virginia, Kansas, and TCU are all sitting at 3-1 in conference play going into this weekend.
So we talked yesterday about the ranked teams that were going to take on play last night.
Right.
I tried to watch some of the Gonzaga game. It started like 10, and I made it through about the first half. It's so hard to get a gauge on how good they really are.
Yeah.
Because Santa Clara, I mean, they play Santa Clara, and Santa Clara was 11-3, but they were routing them, and the final score was 104-54. So I'm still suspect on how good Gonzaga really is.
Won by 50?
Yeah.
50 points.
But that's the thing. I know that Santa Clara has, you know, now they're 11-4, but come on. It's hard to gauge when you play competition like that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the issue with Gonzaga.
Yeah.
I think they are really good, but how do we know that with the competition they play in their conference?
And you see that every year, and then they'll make like a run into the tournament, and it's like, oh, well, they get bumped out or whatever, and it's just they're so hard to gauge.
Yeah, but they're sitting at number one. Baylor's sitting at number two on the men's side. Women's side tomorrow, the Lady Bears at home hosting West Virginia. West Virginia, the only other ranked team in the Big 12. So these are the two ranked teams in Big 12 women's basketball. West Virginia at 17, Baylor at number two in the AP poll, number one in the coaches poll. 7 o'clock tomorrow night in the Farrell Center for that matchup. Also tomorrow on the women's side, Tech at Kansas, 5 p.m. Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Three games, Big 12 women's basketball on Sunday, Texas at K-State, noon on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. That'll be our man Brian Smoller doing play-by-play there at Manhattan. Iowa State at Oklahoma State, 2 o'clock Sunday, Big 12 Now on ESPN+. And TCU at Oklahoma, 3 o'clock Sunday on Fox Sports Oklahoma. So those are the schedules, the respective schedules for the weekend for Big 12 men's and women's basketball. Mentioned also, this is the start of the spring schedule for Baylor tennis. It begins tonight with the Baylor women. They are at home, 6 p.m. It'll be indoors at the Hawkins Indoor Facility. And this will be for Joey Scrivano and this Baylor women's tennis team. They're trying to get back on track. They missed the NCAA tournament last year. Remember all the injuries they had and the players that were sitting out, not eligible. Well, they're eligible now and hopefully healthy for this year. Missed the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history last year. So they'll get things going with their spring schedule tonight, 6 p.m. They also have their Cub tennis program, which is really cool. That'll be at 5 o'clock tonight. And what that is for youngsters, you come and they'll give you an hour of coaching.
That's awesome.
Or I guess close to an hour. I mean, they start the match at 6. So, but they'll give you some coaching prior to the match. It's absolutely free. So the Baylor Cub tennis program and the first one of these is tonight, and that begins at 5, and the match begins at 6. Also, we're told free Baylor water bottles to the first 100 who come to the match tonight. So incentivized there to come see Baylor women's tennis tonight. Tomorrow, the men start. Coach Brian Boland, off a terrific year last year. They are home for two matches, 2 p.m. against Boise State, 6 p.m. against UT Arlington. Here is thanks to our good friend Jerry Hill for helping with the audio, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But here is Brian Boland, Baylor men's tennis coach, about the start of their spring schedule.
You know, it's early in the season, so you know, we need to be ready to play on Saturday. Right. Boise State has a lot of tradition, and our focus is, like any coach would say, that first match, 2 o'clock on Saturday, will be challenged. We respect Boise State, and they're coming here to play. And, you know, we have a lot of movement within the program right now in terms of guys that are ready or need more time or, you know, have a little bit of a injury coming into the season. So we're in a bit of transition, and we're going to need everyone to be ready. So we're looking forward to it. And I can't emphasize enough, 2 o'clock on Saturday against Boise State. We need every fan we can get. And here at the Hawkins Tennis Center, you make a huge difference. Every person matters, and we want to fill the stands. And it's a great place to view tennis because you feel like you're right on the court.
All right, Coach Brian Boland talking about those two matches tomorrow. And he's right. If you've never been in there, and you know where it is, it's right at the corner of University Parks Drive and LaSalle. Mm-hmm. It's basically right across LaSalle from the Farrell Center. So it's right on that corner is where the Hawkins indoor facility is. I'm telling you, it's worth going to these matches just to see that building up close and in person. And you really are close to the courts. And I mean, it's great for Baylor. That's how Baylor was able to host the NCAA championships a few years ago, was having the outdoor courts for sure, but then having an option for an indoor facility. So that's where they'll be tomorrow. Now, one more thing from Coach Boland and Jerry Hill, you know, good friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jerry always has my back. I thought he did before yesterday, but media session for men's tennis was yesterday afternoon. I was tied up and I couldn't go. So Jerry just wants to point that out. Jerry points out that I'm not there.
Not yes, Jerry.
To Coach Brian Boland. So here is that audio from yesterday.
Do you have a message for Texas Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris?
I do. I'm waiting for the day that he would not be so arrogant not to show up at the men's tennis first interview of the year. I mean, I know that he thinks he's special right. Now that he won the award. He got a standing ovation at the basketball game. And just because of that doesn't mean that you don't show up to the men's tennis courts the next day and skip the, you know, I thought he was going to be here.
Right.
And it just doesn't feel the same. But it's disappointing. Looks like we're going to have to appeal that award.
Appeal the award.
Yeah, they're appealing the award. They're taking it back. Yeah. Arrogant. Yeah, I'm arrogant. Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate that. Jerry, thank you for making that point that I wasn't there yesterday.
He's a fire starter. He's just poking around.
Jerry, yeah, exactly. And Jerry couldn't wait when he saw me in the hallway. He said, you got to hear this. So
oh,
he couldn't
funny.
Wait to play it for me. So appreciate that good-naturedly, I think, from both of them. And I appreciate Coach Boland. I sent him a text and I said, I got your message. I got it loud and clear. I'll be there next time. So that was fun. So tennis in action, the women tonight, the men with two matches tomorrow, 2 and 6 for the men coming up tomorrow. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, our day of the day, some birthdays to share with you and plenty more coming up. Oh, we got a big birthday to tell you about today. Several, actually. But we'll share that with you when we come back. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We're brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Amanda would direct you to her Facebook page for all contact information, success stories, plenty more there. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor on Facebook.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, txfb-ins.com.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kid's eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi.
Jay here from Pickup Outfitters asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time, you're tired or too busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And right now, 3 month individual membership available for just $99. That's right, 3 months, $99. And they have a commitment back to you. Personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean and spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool towel service, and a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. A 3 month individual membership for just $99. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home on Lakeshore Drive in Waco.
Genco Federal Credit Union is your first step toward an affordable home loan. Whether you're purchasing a new home or just refinancing your current loan, applying online is really easy. Go to GencoFCU.org. Shopping for a new home? Love it, buy it, and enjoy it. Already own your home? Update it and enjoy it even more. Let Genco Federal Credit Union be your home mortgage lender. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
My money, my future, my credit union, Genco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco. 833 North Valley Mills Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. Baylor has named former LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda as their next head football coach. Mike Scarborough from TigerBait.com, who covers LSU, joined ESPN Central Texas on Thursday to talk about what kind of football coach is Dave Aranda.
Oh, he's a genius. He's an excellent football coach. But I've also questioned, is he a head coach or is he a lifetime defensive coordinator? And the reason why I've always thought that he was a defensive coordinator was because he's not a real extrovert. He's not a guy that's really a recruiter. And so those were some of the question marks I had there.
For the complete interview, go to CentexSportsFan.com under podcast.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us here on ESPN Central Texas, John Morris Show, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Final segment, we'll hand things off to Matt Mosley, top of the hour. Matt will, I'm sure, have plenty of thoughts and connections and comments about the hiring of Dave Aranda, the new head football coach here at Baylor. So that is coming up top of the hour. Noon to 3 is Unnecessary Roughness, 3 to 6 as you make the call here on ESPN Central Texas. Today, Garrett tells me, is National Bootleggers Day.
Yeah, pretty fitting. I guess it's the start of Prohibition yesterday.
Yes.
When they ratified that. So, yeah, that's when everything started going haywire.
So, yeah, start of Prohibition one day. National Bootleggers Day is the next.
Yep.
Find a way around
hand
it.
Hand in hand.
January 17th is the birthday of Templeton Rye Whiskey of bootlegger Al Capone and the son of another bootlegger, Merrill Kirkhoff. So this date fits with that. The earliest use of the term bootlegger was during the 1880s in the Midwest when one would conceal flasks of liquor in their boot tops when going to trade with the Native Americans. So that's where the term bootlegger comes
from. Interesting. Do you have any, like, old wives' tales or something in Kentucky about the bootleggers around y'all's parts?
No, they weren't wives' tales. I mean, they were just like right around the corner.
Just right around the corner?
Yeah. No, there was, you know, I think Kentucky was kind of, especially way back, kind of a hotbed for all of that. So not really my connection with that. So, but I think there was a lot of that probably went on there.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just Kentucky, but other states as well. All right, so today is National Bootleggers Day. We have some birthdays to share. You said you had one for today, right?
I looked at it wrong. Yeah, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, messed my days up.
All right, so when that comes around, we will pass that along to you. Here are some birthdays that I want to make sure to pass along to you today. It's a big day. Let me double check here. The 17th, yes. Today is Cassandra Nunley's birthday. This is Pat Nunley's wife.
Okay.
So happy birthday to the nurse, Cassandra Nunley. She is great. She gets the nickname The Nurse because a few years ago we had a basketball trip to Syracuse and had just tremendous travel issues. Snow, ice, lost our luggage, got delayed in Dallas for a long time before we ever took off.
Fun.
They had a practice like in a back corner there at DFW airport. So it was just a horrendous trip, and Cassandra happened to be with us on that trip with Pat, and she loved it. She just loved being with the team and didn't phase her one bit.
This is not a nightmare.
She loved it. So it was great. But along the way, somewhere along the way on that trip, you know, she's probably the only female with us, and somebody says, "Oh, are you the team nurse?"
Oh, wow.
And that's where the term the nurse came from. So if you know Cassandra Nunley, tell the nurse happy birthday today. Who else? John Denton, our good friend in Fort Worth, color analyst for TCU football and basketball. Today is John Denton's birthday. He actually sent me a gift here recently, and John, I always appreciate that. Today is Josh Ford's birthday, former Baylor catcher, just went into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame in ceremonies back in November. So today is hard-hitting Josh Ford's birthday. Who else? Cameron Freiberg. Today is Cameron Freiberg's birthday, former Baylor volleyball player at Baylor. So happy birthday to her. Mr. John Boyd. A lot of you folks know John around town, professor at Baylor and former professor at Baylor. Today is his birthday. So if you see him, tell him happy birthday. And I think that is it. One that I missed yesterday when I gave you that list yesterday was Linda Bruner, Greg Bruner's wife up in Stephenville. Yeah. So she was on one list, and she wasn't on the one that I happened to be looking at yesterday. So I apologize for missing that. And happy belated birthday to Linda Bruner up in Stephenville. All right, that's all I've got. Happy birthday to all of you. If we missed you, I apologize. But have a blessed day, and we appreciate you very much.
What time are y'all heading out tomorrow?
Today, because it's an early game, it is we're supposed to be at the airport at 3:15, wheels up at 4 today, short flight to Stillwater, and then 11 a.m. game tomorrow. On the itinerary, we're supposed to be back in Waco at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Wow, that's a quick turnaround.
Isn't that
right
wild? It really is. So if we leave at 4 today and we're back at 4 tomorrow, that's a 24-hour trip. That's
Can't beat that.
Couldn't do it much quicker than that,
no.
For sure. Thanks to the Lord for the charter flight. And the weather looks good. It's 38 in Stillwater right now, but not going to get any colder now. So rain, but no snow or ice. So we'll have to deal with a little bit of rain going up there. And then tomorrow, 48 for the high. So should be a pretty good weekend travel-wise.
Better than the trip to Kansas.
Yeah, a little bit.
Take a parka and everything.
Yep, no snow, no ice headed to Stillwater. All right, we do appreciate you being with us. Garrett, thanks very much for
all
your good work. And stay tuned. Matt Mosley is coming up next. No doubt you'll hear more about Dave Aranda, the new Baylor head football coach, in the hours to follow here on ESPN Central Texas. So keep it right here. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Stillwater, and Lord willing, we'll talk to you Monday at 9 a.m. Have a great weekend. Keep it here. Matt Mosley is next on ESPN Central Texas.
That worked out well, didn't it?